you are trying to get Six Nations tickets for Ireland away matches, especially Cardiff or Edinburgh, you need to understand one thing early. The ticket is only part of the challenge. In many cases, it is not even the hardest part. Most seats never reach a casual public sale. They move first through rugby clubs, union allocations, long-standing members and supporter networks. By the time many fans start searching online, the realistic routes are already narrow. That is why resale sites tempt so many people and why so many first-time travellers get caught out. You see a listing, the price hurts but feels manageable, and you think the problem is solved. Then the transfer never arrives, the QR code fails, or the seller disappears the day before departure. For major rugby weekends, that risk is real. You can travel across the Irish Sea, book a hotel, stand outside the stadium, and still not get through the turnstiles. So what actually works? If you are involved with a rugby club, that remains one of the strongest routes. Club allocations reward people who have supported the game for years. Occasionally, unions release smaller batches, but demand is fierce, and those sales move quickly. Hospitality is another legitimate option, though it can be expensive and more structured than many travelling supporters want. Here's the thing, even when you secure a ticket, the next challenge begins immediately. Cardiff on match weekend becomes a city built around one event. Hotels fill months ahead, roads close, large sections of the centre become pedestrian routes. The Principality Stadium sits right in the middle of town, which is brilliant once you are there, but movement slows dramatically as kick-off approaches. A hotel 10 minutes away on paper can feel much longer in a crowd. You want to be at security at least 45 minutes early? Edinburgh brings a different rhythm. Murrayfield is outside the old centre, a few miles west. You can walk from Haymarket in around half an hour, take the tram or use organised transfers. After the match, thousands of people head for the same tram stops, taxis and stations at the same time. That is when a simple journey can become the longest hour of your weekend. This is where many first-time travellers misjudge the trip. They focus on the seat number and ignore timing, bed space, transport flow, and how tired a city feels after the final whistle. They book late and end up miles out. They assume trains will be easy. They underestimate queues. They spend match day solving problems instead of enjoying it. That is exactly where Celtic Horizon Tours changes the experience. You can secure your travel and hotel early, even before tickets are confirmed through your own rugby contacts. We arrange coach and ferry timings, hotel stays with breakfast, and practical transfers built around real match day conditions, not guesswork. For Edinburgh, many groups stay in Glasgow, where room choice is better, then travel in and back efficiently. For Cardiff, we plan around closures, walking routes, and post-match congestion. What matters most is not just reaching the stadium, it is arriving calm, knowing where you are going and leaving without the usual scramble. A Six Nations away weekend should feel like rugby, atmosphere, pints, city streets full of colour and that build-up you remember for years. It should not feel like missed connections, overpriced last-minute rooms and stress at every step. So if you want the freedom to chase tickets through the right channels while knowing the rest of the trip is already handled, book with Celtic Horizon Tours. You bring the anticipation. We handle the moving parts so you can enjoy the weekend properly.